Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to use a hidden field to share data between client-side JavaScript and server-side code in ASP.NET. Let's create a sample website. Now, this website's going to be in Visual Basic, but when you download the sample source code that comes with the video, you'll have both C# and Visual Basic. A need you frequently run into when using JavaScript and server-side code in ASP.NET is that you need to share some data between the server-side code and the JavaScript on the client. And essentially, a good way to do this is to use a hidden field. However, there's a couple ways to approach doing that. So let's start with the first way, and that would be to put in hidden field control here on the page. And we'll give it the ID. We'll call it shared data. And we'll put the run at equals server, and the value we'll put shared data as some text. So now we have a hidden field here on the page, and if we go to the code behind for the page, and let's go say to the pre-render event. Down in this event, because it's a ASP.NET server-side control, which is rendered to a hidden field down on the client, you can have access to it here as well. So if we go shared data, which was the ID of our hidden field, you can see that we can set the value here as well. And we'll just put server-side value. So now when this page loads, what would happen is, even though we have the value shared data set here on the client, or rather in the declarative part of the page, the code behind would set it to a different value. So also, if we had a script tag here, and let's just set that equal to type of JavaScript, and we'll create a little function, call it getShareData. And what we'll do is we'll just create a simple alert box, and we'll put shareData is, and we'll go document.getElementById, and we'll set that equal to shared data, which is the ID of our hidden field below. And just we'll just close off that alert box, and we'll get the value, or let's get the inner text of that hidden field. And down here, let's put a button. Call it button get data, run it equals server, and the text equals, we'll just put get data. And then in here, we'll put on client click, let's execute the get shared data method that we just created up above. And then I realized that we do need to have this be value here, because we set the value property down here in our hidden field. So now we should be set to test this, and what we would expect to get is this value here, which we're setting on the server side. But what I'm going to do is comment this out initially, because then what we should get is shared data, and then we'll turn on that server side. So let's browse this. Here on our page, we click get data, and indeed we get shared data, which is the value in the client. Now let's go back over here to the server, uncomment that, and we'll run the page, look at it again, and this time we get server-side values. So you can see that we are getting communication between the client side, which has value equals shared data, and the server side, where we're setting that value. And one thing that I should probably show you, in case you're not familiar with this, is actually, let's go over here. Let's comment out the shared data value setting on the server. Let me browse. And what I want to do is just show you the source here on the page. And down here is our hidden field, input type equals hidden, and there is the value of shared data. So what I wanted to show this to you for is just to make sure that you understood that even though it's an ASP server-side hidden value control, that it renders to a hidden value input type down here on the client. Now let me uncomment this, and we're going to take it a little bit further. And what I want to do down here is, after we display what the value of the hidden field is in the client-side JavaScript, I'm just going to copy this part of the code, and what we're going to do is we're going to set it to a new value. And what this is going to do is, in the client-side, we're going to change the value of the hidden field. Now back over here in the server, let's add a page load event. And for our little experiment, let's just dimension a variable called test as a string. And let's set that equal to shared data.value. And that will just allow us to see the value here on the server and confirm that indeed the value changed by the client-side JavaScript is being sent back here to the server. So I put a breakpoint here on line 7, and what we'll do is comment out the server-side change to it, and now let's take a look at this. So now let's view this in the debugger. So we start up the page, come through the first time as the page is being rendered. Let me step through this line, and you can see the value of test is now shared data, which is what we set it to in our ASP server-side control. Right down here, the value is shared data. Let's let the page run from there. We'll hit the button. Now, it's the alert box showing us it still is shared data, but remember, right after we click OK for this alert box, it's going to change the value of the hidden field, post back to the server. Let me step through this line, and now we'll see that test has a new value, which is what we set over here in the client-side JavaScript. So you can see that we are definitely getting communication between the client-side JavaScript and the server in the ability to share the piece of data in the hidden field. Now there's a second approach to using hidden fields that offers a little more flexibility, especially on the server side. So let me create another page and we'll look at that example. Now I'm going to take a little bit of code from the first page. Specifically, I'm going to take the client-side JavaScript, so we can use that again over here on our new page. And I'm also going to take the button. Now what we don't have here is a hidden field on the page explicitly. We're going to do that in the code behind. So let me create a load event for the page. And in the load event, we're going to use a method in the client script manager. So let me dimension a variable as CSM for a client script manager as a client script manager equal to and the page dot client script. So that gets us an instance of the client script manager for this particular page. And then in the client script manager, there's a property, or a method I should say, called Register Hidden Field. And as you can see in the little pop-up window here, it says it registers a hidden value with a System Web UI page object. And essentially, this is the equivalent of what we did manually in the first example, but it offers a couple advantages here. Now, it takes two parameters. One is the name of the field, and the other is the value. So before we put those in there, let me just dimension two values here. Hidden name as a string. And we're going to call that shared data. And hidden value for the other variable. And we'll just put client data value as the initial value for that. And then I'm going to use those variables. So let's take a look at default 2. Open it up, get data, and that will fire our JavaScript client-side method, which returns the alert box with the value client data value, which is what we set when we registered the hidden value field over here in the server-side code. So in essence, this is this results in the same thing that we had in our first example, but it can be done programmatically on the server, which offers you a little bit more flexibility in naming the hidden field dynamically or setting its initial value. There is one important difference between these two approaches that I should point out, and that is the registered hidden field purely creates a hidden input field on the client, and there's no server-side control. Whereas over here, when we created the hidden field as an ASP hidden field control, we had access to it on the server as a ASP server control, just like a button or text box or anything else. So you have to consider that when you're using one of these two approaches as to what your needs might be. Now there's another approach that we can use to create our hidden field that's actually kind of a combination of the first two approaches. So let me create a page so we can do that example. And on this, I'm going to copy a bit of code from the first page. I'm going to take the script that we used, and I'm also going to take the button. Now, let's go to the code behind for page 3. And we'll go into the load event for the page. What I'm going to do is create a local variable I'll call hidden field. And we'll create that as a system.web.ui.webcontrols.hiddenfield equal to new system.web.ui.webcontrols.hiddenfield. And then we'll take hidden field ID, we'll set it equal to shared data, which is the name that we're using in the JavaScript to reference it, so we have to make sure that matches. And let's set the value equal to new client initial value on page 3. Then what we want to do is go to the page form controls add, and we'll add the hidden field programmatically to the page. Now it's important to note that we're adding this to the controls collection in the form, not to the page directly. If you try to add it to the controls collection of the page, you're going to get an error because all the controls need to be inside the form tag on this ASPX page. So now let's test page 3. And when we click on the button, the client-side JavaScript fires, and we are getting the value that we set in the hidden field server-side control that we just added in the code behind. So this gives you a third approach to creating a hidden field which you can use for sharing data. This one has a little more flexibility because the field is being created dynamically. That gives you the flexibility to set the ID or the initial value of it here in the server-side code. It's also a server-side control, so that we, on subsequent postbacks in other methods, could access this hidden field control here in server-side code. And remember, in approach number 2, where we use the register hidden field method, that this is not a server-side control. Now there's another thing that I want to show you in relation to sharing data between the server and the client JavaScript. So let me create a new page for that example. In page 4, we're going to take a couple things from the other pages. So let me go back to our initial page. Once again, I'm going to get the JavaScript and we'll put that into 4. And we're also going to take the button. Now let's go into the code. We'll come back here in a moment. I need to alter this JavaScript, but let me show you what we're going to do in the code behind first. So we'll go into the load event for the page. And we're going to create the client, an instance of the client script manager again. And we'll set that equal to the page, get the client script property. Now what we're going to do this time is we're actually going to use a method on the client script manager to register an array with the page. And so that array that array contents will be inserted on the page when the page is rendered. So let me just add a few more local variables. We'll give the array a name, as a string, and we'll call that shared data, the same name we've been using for our hidden field. Dimension, another variable called array values, as a string, and this is going to be our data, our array. We're simply going to make up a little test array here quickly. You could create this array. This is actually implemented as an array list, so you can create whatever you want here in terms of your array data. It could be data coming from a database, for example, into an array. And now we're going to use the client script manager, and we're going to use the register array declaration method. And in here you need 2 parameters. One is the name of the array, and the other is the value, or values in our case. And just to be sure there's no confusion, I happen to use the parameter names here that are very similar or match those in the actual method, and that's not a requirement. You can call these local variables whatever you want. So now we need to go back over to the page, and we're going to change this JavaScript a little bit. We're going to leave the button with its click event firing our getShareData method. But what we need to do here is we're no longer getting a hidden field. We're actually going to be accessing an array called shared data, and in that array let's get the 4th element, or this would actually be the 5th element because it's a 0 based array. So what's going to happen now, just to before I fire it up, is we're going to create the array here in server-side code, register it, which will cause it to be inserted to the page dynamically when the page is rendered, and then in our client-side JavaScript we're going to access that array and simply display a value in an alert box. So let's view page 4, and when we click get data we should get the 5th element in the array, which we do, which is the number 5. And let me just go to view source before we close down the browser. And right here you can see that ASP.NET inserted our array in the client-side JavaScript. So that's another example of being able to programmatically create data on the server and send it down and embed it in the client-side JavaScript. So just another approach that you might find useful when you're trying to work through how to share data between your client JavaScript and server-side code. So we've looked at several approaches to sharing data between the server-side code and the client-side JavaScript. The first three we looked at involved creating a hidden field that can be accessed down on the client, and in two of the three cases that hidden field could also be accessed up on the server as a server-side control. And then lastly, we looked at this register array declaration method of the client script manager, which allows you to dynamically insert an array of data down on the client that can be then accessed by JavaScript. So I encourage you to download the sample source code that comes with this video. As I mentioned, it's available both in Visual Basic, which is what we used here in the video, and in C#. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on how to use hidden fields to share data between client JavaScript and server-side code in ASP.NET.